Well, now that we're done with our information about our jobs, let me ask you, Joseph, what made you become a virologist?
Well, you see, Paulo, virology really has just been something I've loved just studying. I mean, it's really just giving back to people on helping how they can be healthier. Because, as you well know, it's the study of viruses. So, I mean, really making and finding cures to help people has just been something I've loved doing. Making sure that the whole world can be one big healthy place.
Wow, you are such a generous person.
Well, you see, Pablo, now, why did you want to become a animal scientist? Like, what really just grabs your attention when you decided to take the career of an animal scientist?
Well, ever since I was little, I've always been fascinated by animals. And I've always seen animals injured or that need treatments, and it really breaks my heart to see them. So I've always wanted to find ways to help them out. And then, when I was a little bit older, I found out how much they help humans by producing food and clothes that humans really use, which made me wonder how that was possible. And that made me wonder how I could find ways to help animals so that they can produce the best for humans and so that both species could be healthy.
A true answer from a true animal scientist.
Well, Joseph, how are our jobs alike?
Well, Pablo, the funny thing is that as a virologist, sometimes we may use animals as test subjects for our cures. And, well, an animal scientist tries to help animals. So the irony in that is kind of funny.
Let's get a general idea of this. I help with animals and humans sometimes to see if they need treatment or if they are healthy, while you work with the bacteria that may harm their species.
It's crazy how closely related animal science and virology is. They are both two wonderful jobs to have in this world.
That is true, Joseph, but unfortunately, I have to tell you that we are running out of time. Thank you all for listening to our podcast. This has been Pablo Hernandez and Joseph McGenzie. Thank you for listening and hopefully enjoying our podcast about virology and animal science.
It has been great having you guys listen through podcast number 1 and 2. Have a fabulous day. Goodbye.